Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My faith is set, my greatest fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few. My God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Talk Radio. It is good to have you with us again tonight. And going to have another great night of ministering God's word and being a blessing to you and everyone that comes on the program with us. So buckle up and let's get into the word of God for this evening. We're going to go and get the Facebook and YouTube live like we always do and pray over the nations, pray over our nation, and then head into the word of God for this evening in Jesus' mighty name. Are we ready? Here we go. Good evening, community of faith.
Good evening, good evening. Well, is everyone a beautiful night? 4 days before Christmas.
Four days before Christmas. Four. Can you count them?
4 days. Wow. I love it.
All right. That was a good stretch.
We had a wonderful day here today. Buddy has had a wonderful day. I know Rebecca was saying earlier she was so excited because they were putting up Christmas decorations. She said she was just in seventh heaven.
All right.
Hi, Phyllis. Wow, that was a little scary. Pastor was cleaning his screen.
Slowly but surely.
God bless you, Phyllis. God bless you. We're so happy.
Phyllis K. Raymond, is that our Phyllis that's with us?
It is our Phyllis that's with us. You want to call her and sing for us again? We love it when you do that. Maybe you and Mary should get together.
And sing a duet.
That'd be really cool.
That would be really cool. It's that time of year. It is that time of year. I celebrate Christmas 365 days a year. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, that's the truth about us believers. We do that, don't we? We celebrate Jesus being born 365 days a year.
Yeah.
And when it turns into December, we're just glad the rest of the world catches up with us.
Yep.
It's like, well, it's about time all y'all got here. Where you been all year?
So true.
So let's see now. Let's send a few of these out here.
Oh, yeah. You want me to send to Rudy?
Please, 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 and please. Isn't that something? Everybody I needed to send. Hey, I got one right here to Rudy.
Did you
get?
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Did you get one from Roger?
I did. Just
right.
Like that.
Okay.
Somebody's talking somewhere. It's on your side that's talking.
I guess. Yeah. I quieted him down.
So welcome, everybody. Glad to have you with us tonight. It's going to be a great night tonight. I just want to know why it is they change these screens from one program to the next.
And that's what I'm saying, sure.
It's the truth.
I think it is.
There's Felicia Eicher.
Hi, Felicia Eicher.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight, ma'am. God bless you and all the other Eichers.
I'm fine, really.
I'm fine, really, too. Are you?
Yeah.
I am fine, really, too. Are you?
Okay, you said you got everybody else right.
Yeah, I did. I got everybody else plus a few.
Here's our Roger. Hello, hello, Roger. We're glad you made it. It seems that you were here before we were. If it were up to me, I'd never take down my Christmas decorations, especially the nativity scene. You know what? I have thought about that so many times too, Phyllis. And I have left them until like February, and then they start getting dusty. And that's...
What? Wait. What's wrong with dusty Christmas?
They just kind of lose the effect.
No. You cannot lose the effect of Christmas. But see, I would have lights up. I would have lights up all year long.
Yeah.
I truly would. I'm not joking. I'm serious with you. I'm being really serious. So, anyways, we welcome you. We're glad you.
We're glad you. We welcome you. Hello, Rebecca Smith.
Rebecca Smith. Oh, when the saints...
Did you get all your decorations put up?
Come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know I'll be in that number. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints,
come marching in.
When the saints come marching in, yeah, oh yeah, I know, I'll be in that number. When the saints come marching
in. That was beautiful, or at least fun. It's nice to leave the decorations up, but yes, they do get dusty. Yeah, they do.
Oh, wait, it's just because you guys don't know what a leaf blower is. That takes care of all the duffs right there. I mean, come on. This is not a difficult thing to do. Just get the leaf blower out. Just get the leaf blower out and deal with it.
We do leave a lot of the lights up. They make a good night light. They do make a really good night light. We've had to turn ours actually off
yeah.
in our bedroom, the ones around the windows, because they're so bright we can't sleep. Alisa Craig, hello, hello.
How are you, Alisa?
We're so happy to see you. This gets to be your first Christmas in Michigan in a while, isn't it? Are you so excited?
I think I'm excited you're in Michigan, even if you aren't.
Okay, Rebecca, why did you make Felicia cry today? Not very nice. Especially this close to Christmas.
Uh-oh.
Rebecca, oh no, is that a good thing or a bad thing? That's what we want to know. Christine loves the Christmas.
Blessings on you both and the community of faith. Hey, blessings on you, Brother Roger. Very excited.
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
Bring in one more, but I believe in the word. Yeah, I bet you are so excited. The Secret Santa video was the widowed father of seven. I guess a good cry. Oh, wow. I didn't see that, but.
We're glad to have all y'all here with us tonight.
We are.
Let me see if I got any that snuck in nobody knows about. Oh, Felicia Eicher snuck in. Look at there.
You already said hello to
oh.
Felicia.
All right. Hi, Felicia. Lisa Craig. Lisa, how's your mom?
Yes. How is your mom?
Sent your mom and dad an invitation tonight, but we've just been praying for her, and we just want you to know Jesus. We speak life and health and healing. You know, who'd have known that the Antichrist major attack at the end of all time would be sickness?
Yeah, isn't that something?
But I'm going to tell you who'd have known it. Jesus, who'd have known it, because he took stripes. He took stripes, and he wants all of us to get strong in those stripes. Amen? I agree with you, Sister Alisa Craig.
We declare
that
we are healed.
Your family, ours.
Your entire family are healed.
That was about five words all coming out at the same time right there.
What did you keep saying today? Oh, I bees with... And bees was the word earlier. Like it when you bees with us.
And we like it when you bees with us. It's the truth. We like all y'all's beesing with us.
Ew.
So, you know, about last night, I worked really diligent to find that Christmas special. And, you know, glory be to God. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you enjoyed Sister Leanne leading the show. She did a good job last night. Everybody give Sister Leanne a good hand.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you right now, when you sit here and you stare at all this stuff, it's a whole new story, isn't it?
It is a whole new story, I'm telling you.
And it's no big deal if you only got one thing to look at, but when you got three, and what was that?
What?
I just got a warning across my screen.
About what? Improper English or?
It's not staying. Let's.
Huh. All right. Well, whatever it is, you go away.
You go
will
away.
Not interfere with this program. Roger, still haven't heard from Richard or his wife about the surgery. We only know the operation was a success.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen.
My mom follows up with the lung doctors tomorrow, but she has not got a call after her scan, so she hopes that's good news. It is good news.
Amen. Amen. Good news. I agree. Healed in Jesus'
healed
mighty
in
name.
Jesus name.
You know, amen. You know, that song by Michael W. Smith.
It's your breath in my mouth.
It's become one of my favorite songs to pass along to anybody because it is so powerful to heal people.
Yeah.
Give me just a second and I'll kick in the link for it because it just simply says it's your breath in our lungs. And then it goes, I just added it right there, Elisa, in the thread. Healing rain is falling down. It's a perfect song for people to be healed of lung problems. And I encourage people to use that song and go to the website and receive communion. And do it like a doctor would give you a prescription and watch God heal any organ in your body. I'm serious about it. It's really made a difference in a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
And I encourage you to send it around. Anytime you hear of somebody with COVID, send them that video and say, play this over and over in your hospital room, in your... If you play that in a hospital room, it won't be long. People in other rooms will be getting healed. They'll get healed all over that hospital because of what that song says. Healing rain is falling now.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you. That's awesome. Elise Craig, you encourage our heart when we see you here with us. That encourages our heart to see you here with us, young lady. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Rob and Elisa, for those of you that don't know, I don't know how it happened, but they're only 21, and they have like teenage kids, so I'm not sure what's going on with it. So every time she shows up, every time she shows up, I call her young lady. But of course, that was 20 years ago, I think, when I was calling her young lady, so... Well, you know, isn't that something?
Yeah, and for any of you that don't know, Elisa is the one that takes care of our website for us.
And if you want to know something, of everybody that's here, Elisa Craig is my oldest sheep of my flock, of everybody.
Wow. That's honors to you, Elisa.
Why don't I ever call you young lady?
He does, Rebecca, all the time. So, Rebecca, what is the story with the sheriff and the police officer who were shot? We pray for them also.
Oh, I do. It's not fair to put a serious article in right when you make a good joke.
I know, and I'm just scrolling. I didn't mean to interrupt the moment.
Is anybody having trouble with the stream? Because
there you go, Felicia. Thank you for the prayer. Lord, heal the officers. Place them in your healing hand. We speak life and life more abundantly to them. Stop this assault on our police officers who are serving communities. Bind this evil chaos in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Felicia. We stand in agreement.
What is it?
I don't know.
Wow. Genesee County Sheriff and a Burton police officer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak over these men. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak over them in the mighty name of Jesus. We say you live and not I, and the healing power of God is there in your hospital rooms. The doctors are doing all they can, and these men get to live and not die.
Amen. Amen.
And the wicked person that shot them will be brought to justice.
Amen.
And no longer able to do this wickedness against our police officers. And we speak it again right now, that there is peace amongst the peacemakers all across this nation.
Amen.
And wicked, violent people will learn about who our God is. Father, may every one of our police officers and their guardian angels learn how to use the power of God.
Amen.
And see every volatile situation change.
Yes.
We declare that men or women who have weapons on them and they plan to do a police officer harm, that the weapon will discharge and it won't come off effectively.
Amen.
And the police officer will have the upper hand and it'll be diffused before it ever happens. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now. Thank you, Father, that you are doing a mighty, awesome, wonderful, powerful work of God in the lives of our peacemakers, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm trying to be serious and pray for the request that you gave. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you, everyone who was in agreement with me on that prayer. For those of you that may be new to this gathering of believers and this opening free-for-all, this is how it normally happens.
Opening free-for-all.
Mary Pastor Rick, welcome. You haven't said anything. We need you to say something, too.
Mary's here,
too. Well, yeah, Mary's here. And it's about time for Chris Timmer to show up and say something about your house. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Jesus, 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 Jesus. All right, we're getting closer. We're about ready to get this party started. We're going to have a good time tonight. And now, you know, last night, Sister Phyllis called in and Sister Mary Pastorick called in.
Yes.
And Brother Dan called in. But we need for everybody to call in and either sing a song or tell a favorite Christmas memory.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to sing. Mary and Phyllis were very bold, and they are the boldest of the bold.
And we love it.
And they're the strongest of the strong.
Yes.
So you might not be able to attain to their level.
Mary, I talked too much last night. You never talk too much, Mary. And it was a wonderful story, and we love it.
I love it. I think it's a great Christmas story.
We may come be together. We may be unconventional, but we come together in love. Isn't that so true?
Who said that? Oh, yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. That is.
And we were just talking about that today.
Say.
What was it? I don't remember. I just remember us saying.
You have the Holy Spirit, so remember.
Holy Spirit brings to my remembrance now what it was we were talking, but it was exactly that.
What are all these tomatoes splatting on my screen for?
People are.
I spoke to you like that, so the ladies are throwing tomatoes in.
Oh, I get it. Roger, Chief Police Officer, say, Cody, can I pray for you that God watch over you?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Roger. Amen. That's awesome. All right, here's our opening screen. If you don't have this, these times and everything, and the Blog Talk Radio number, make sure you take a screenshot of that while we have it up. And that'll help you be able to be connected to us. Those of you that are connected with us and you're not saying anything, you don't want to say anything in this group, don't worry, these people, they can't eat you alive. They're a long ways away from you, but we welcome you too. But at least click the like button so that we know you're here and we have your name that we can pray for you. We have some very faithful viewers that are that way. Brother James Denny Jr., we love you, James, and your family, we pray for you. Brother Gary West, we love you, man, and your family. Mary Ann, Muriel McDonald, love you, Mary. I still got my fork. Regardless of what Sister Leanne says, I got my fork from the American Holiness Campground, all right? And Maxine McDowell, love you. Glad to have you with us. We speak life and health and strength over you and all your family. And may God's blessing be on you this Christmas. Anyways, for those of you, Brother Dan Cottle, Sister Gwen, love you guys. Good to have you with us tonight. For those of you that are new to us, we always just hang out here a little bit, get all the technologies working, and just have a good time of fellowshipping together as a community of faith family. That's what this is all about. And these are wonderful people. This isn't just family time where we all get together and hug each other and kiss each other's cheeks, although we like that. But this is a group of prayer warriors that will speak faith and see miracles happen for you. And we're not going to stop until we see these walls move and the walls fall and the mountains move and for blessing to come to your life. And so we encourage you to hook up and be a part of what we're doing. The community of faith is based on several verses. This 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So that's what this program is about. Every program is one way or another of building your faith, growing your faith, being established in faith, and overcoming in faith. And this program is a voice of faith. We also stand on the verse that says, he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We are an international family of mountain-moving believers, a growing community of faith. We've gathered together to study and believe the word for what it actually says. Like, actually says. To be free of religiosity and live by faith. We've established a power grid of prayer for the United States of America and the body of Christ. Our mission statement is as follows: effectively meeting people's needs and propelling them to their eternal destinies. Learning to walk in the righteousness of God, producing the joy of being one with the Father. Don't you love it?
I do love it.
Preach the gospel of the kingdom, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you too. And bring the greatest breakthrough in life to everyone that meets us. May you see great breakthrough because you met us. Demonstrate that all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. And help every believer move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and grace to grace. We're going to help you find your place and function in that grace. In Jesus' mighty name. That is who we are. That is how we function. And as the people say today, that's how we roll. So, we'd like to ask you now to rise together with us, if you can. And we're going to make the Pledge of Allegiance. We have an opening prayer we pray. And then we're going to pray for the nation, pray for you and I, for this program. And we'll be started here in a few minutes in the presence and power of God. Rise together with me. Render your honor. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action and those who've paid the last full measure of devotion. This moment of silence is in honor of everyone who today bears the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today. In honor of their loved ones' life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence lasts for 21 seconds. In honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now we'll make the Pledge of Allegiance to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And now, if you will, everyone, join us as we pray this prayer of agreement as we open our program this evening. Father, we pray this prayer today as the children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Father God, we draw that seamless line again tonight, all the way through the history of this great nation, to the very first person who ever prayed, may there be another nation whose God is the Lord, where people are free to worship and live their life according to the dictates of God.
Yes, amen.
We hook our faith to their faith tonight, and we speak it again today. God bless America. Say it with me. God bless America. On this night, Father, we declare our confidence and our boldness and our trust and our hope in you, that as the men and women began to make their way here from around the world, and they began to establish the documents of this great nation, we put our faith in agreement with the prophetic utterance that said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, of which are life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you, Lord, that as our founding fathers sought your face, prayed to heaven, did everything in their power to establish this great nation, they'd set it up, and you gave them the great Constitution of the United States of America. And we are in agreement with it tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We proclaim it again. In order, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do establish and ordain this Constitution for the United States of America. We stand in agreement with that again tonight, and we proclaim that all across this nation, from the East Coast, where the programs are shutting down, into the Central Time Zone, where they're just going full steam, and to the West Coast, where they're just getting started, may every church service, every Christmas, every patriotic gathering of people, every Christmas caroling group, every flash mob there is, every believer that is praying right now, we declare it again tonight, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
And Jesus, we name you Lord over the United States of America once again tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody shout glory be to God.
Glory.
Thank you, Father, that when we dwell together in unity, you have promised us that it's going to be good and pleasant for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It's going to be like the holy anointing oil and the dew on Hermon, for there the Lord God Almighty commanded the blessing on the unity, and it's called life forevermore. United we stand and we speak life, and life more abundantly to the United States of America.
Amen.
Right here, right now, tonight, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, that you've given us the understanding that we are to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And in faith together tonight, we proclaim these verses from Ephesians chapter 4 together, boldly, in agreement with one another. We speak them into the international network of prayer and faith all around this world, into the hearts and souls of millions of people who are praying right here, right now, at this very moment. Say it with me. There is one body and one spirit, just as we are called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. To each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Tonight, we bless the machine to always move the screen. We bless the fivefold ministry. Let's read it. Let's speak it boldly. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Say it with me. I am coming.
I am coming.
To the measure of the stature.
To the measure of the stature.
Of the fullness of Christ.
Amen. Of the fullness of Christ.
You know what's amazing? We get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to do that. He put it in his book. Here we go. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I can't read that whole prayer request that she asked us to pray for.
says Pastor Sam, may we say a prayer for our seniors and veterans who are in homes, on the streets, and the shelter.
Amen.
Soup kitchen, please.
Amen. Amen. Father, thank you for saying that, Felicia. Appreciate that. In the name of Jesus, we speak right now over those who are on the street. Nobody's on our streets in North Dakota, but we know they all went south somewhere. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the angels of Almighty God, their guardian angel, lead them into a house of worship that knows the power of God, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that they can be restored to their life as you designed it to be, so that the trauma is broken and the curses of the enemy are broken and they are set free, and we, the people of God, we get our streets empty of the homeless because we do our job as the body of Christ, and we receive them restored in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak over every homeless veteran tonight, every veteran that's dealing with post-traumatic stress. Everybody say it with me. Trauma, you are broken.
Trauma, you are broken.
You have no power over us.
No power over us.
In their lives, they are freed from the trauma.
Amen. In their lives, they are freed of the trauma.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life and health and strength and restoration to them tonight.
Yeah.
We declare on this night and every night that the effect of fear our enemy has tried to bring upon the men and women of this great country, that power is broken, and we, the righteous, are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah that is on the inside of us, unafraid, unashamed, and in that enemy's face, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hand to wherever your local hospital is close to you. Just point at it. Say it with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command every virus,
in that hospital
to dry up and
shrivel up,
cease and desist in these people's bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak life and life more abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name. Ready? I want you to open your eyes. Remember, when we're fighting the enemy, we don't close our eyes. When we worship Jesus, we might close our eyes. But when you're fighting that enemy, eyes wide open, because you can't shoot at an enemy you can't see. Watch. Say this with me. I am a life broadcaster.
I am a life broadcaster.
And I speak life over my community.
And I speak life over my community.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We say it again now. May every peacemaker tonight have strength and wisdom. May they have that sixth sense that says, I'm not going into this situation without a pause. May the Holy Spirit of God and the angels of God cause our police officers and peacemakers to pause, a stop, and expose the devil's hands so we have no more of this ruthless killing of our officers. We declare it now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody said, man, this guy must think he's the peacemaker of the world. Well, no, but he lives in me. I'm just faithful to the mission he's given me to do. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. I didn't serve in the military or the police. This is my service. This is your service. And we get to establish peace just like they did have and are with our bold efforts here.
Amen.
Ready? Let's make our last confession together. Say this as if you were George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Hancock, or Just Phyllis K. Raymond, a mighty patriot.
Amen.
James Denny Jr., the mighty patriot of God. Roger Oxey, mighty man of God. I'm naming names again, aren't I?
Yeah.
Are you going to get after me? Okay. Felicia Eicher, Rebecca Smith, amen. Mary Pastor Rick, who did I forget? Anybody?
Dan and Gwen.
Dan and Gwen Cottle.
Alisa.
Alisa Craig, amen. God bless Alisa Craig.
Mary Pastor Rick.
I think I said her name three times.
We don't want to forget our Mary.
Amen. Sister Fran Sadagoss. We name her in this too. Becca and Eric and Becca. Amen. And those guys. You ready? Say it with great boldness. Father, help us to live,
to
be
dedicated
to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Selah. I like it. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen.
Felicia Francetta is still at her son's house. I think she is going to be going home for Christmas, so she's trying to get as much Christmas time in with them and her grandkids as she can before she leaves. So that's where she is at. And Mary, we're glad you're awake and with us.
Amen. Now. Love you, Rebecca. But I just love all y'all. And here's where it is. Did you guys get it?
Thank you, Roger.
Here is why I say you guys' names all the time. Because we know that you're standing with us. It's like the roll call of the mighty warriors of the community of faith. It's like the mighty roll call. And I stand very boldly and very confidently in you guys' faith. I truly do. And this is the truth. The more that we all stand in faith together, the more power, the more bold, the more might, the more strength that God gives us to do his work. So when I say your name, it's because I count on you. Serious. You might even say, Pastor, don't count on me. I don't even know how to pray. If you've ever prayed the prayer, Lord, help us, you know how to pray. And I've learned something very important in my Christian life in the last 10 years. And that is that God's not impressed with the big, long philosophical prayers as much as he's impressed with faithful men and women of God who will gather together and say, God, touch that person. In the near future, I'm going to give you, play a testimony of a man who has great experience in our day of healing lepers. That's not for tonight, but it's coming, and it's a powerful testimony. What's so encouraging about it is he's not a polished suit and tie, fancy stepping preacher. He's just a good old boy that God has used to change his world. And he's really, truly made a difference because he's just willing to step out, be bold, and be strong in the mighty name of Jesus. So every time I name your name, it's because you're one of our warriors.
Yes. Amen.
And it's like you're the mighty men that David had. Well, mighty men and women.
You are needed, Felicia.
You are. What is Selah? Sure. It's a Hebrew. It is Hebrew and means a rest. Well, it means a rest or a break and a shout of hallelujah. It's actually a praise word.
Oh, see, I didn't realize that. I still even know what means a rest or a break.
It means stop, reflect, and give praise.
Well, there you go, Felicia.
And if you read the Psalms a lot, it's in there. Because
yeah,
David
yeah.
would get going and prophesying, and then he'd have to stop and go, Selah. Now, oh my, look what time it is. You guys are so much fun to be with that we just lose all track of time.
It's okay. We have an eternity together.
What's the rush? It's Christmas week, right? Well, we've got a good word tonight, and I need somebody to give me a really good, I love the word, that that we can copy and paste. I'm going to go live, even though I haven't begun preaching yet, on YouTube, because I want to make this statement for everybody to hear. Those of you that have joined with us in prayer on our noon program, I mean, from the very beginning, all of you guys that were once with us, and you're not now, we don't judge you for not being with us, and we ask you, please come back. Come back in the presence and power of God if he leads you back this way. But every one of these prayers we have prayed in our noon time has led us anyways, all of the prayers, every prayer program we've had, God has led to a new level in him. I want you to see this. We have had an hour and a half of prayer since probably May of 2020. We were going 6 days a week, and then we cut it back to 5 days a week. After we got done with COVID and everybody was out moving. But here's the revelation of it. I want you to see this revelation of God. As we enter in to the presence and power of God in prayer, he gives us more revelation of what to say and how to say it. And James chapter 5, verse 16 says, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Well, there's a whole lot of fervent that goes on, but there's a whole lot of that that's not very effective. And there's a bunch more of it that they don't have any righteousness in them. Well, if you're not righteous, you can't be bold. If you won't live for righteousness, then how do you rebuke an enemy? It's like the one man, Dr. Barclay, said he was on a mission trip with a bunch of preachers, and he said, we were standing up at the front, laying hands on people, and binding the devil. And he said, this man said, you foul spirit of, I don't know, adultery, pornography, something, come out of this man. And the demon looked at him and said, I don't have to come out because you fellowship with me every day.
Wow.
So there's a lot of people who pray fervently, and there's a lot of people who are not righteous. As you and I continue to move forward in righteousness and joy and peace, and we learn from yesterday, and we grow in it, and we go in it, then God begins to use us in special ways. I mean, there's so much of what he's taught us in that prayer time that it's like everywhere I go, I see people functioning in the result of our prayer. This Sunday, we went to a meeting with the Sons of Liberty. It's a great group of people that are in absolute defense of the Constitution the way it was written. A great group of people. And I believe they've got chapters all over the United States. But here's the thing. They had a politician, and I don't know his title, but you could tell he was a man of God, and he knows God, and he prays. You could tell he's a man to praise and talks to God. But he's some kind of a leader in politics in our state. He's not a representative or whatever, but he's telling us about a meeting, a convention that they had just had in the Republican Party. And I'm not going to lift up the Republican Party as godly, holy, righteous, and all going in the right direction. However, we got to do something because it's the only way we can vote. Right? So anyways, that man stood there for about an hour telling us what happened at this meeting. And the whole time he was sharing, Leanne and I would just look at each other like, well, we prayed for that. Well, we prayed for that. And you're like, wow, what that man just experienced in breakthrough is exactly what we've been praying. And I'm going to tell you, I wish I could have taped it and brought it to you to show you so that you could see it. But this is what I want us to learn to do. I want us to tune our eye in and our ears in. But not these lookers and these hearers. I want you to tune the eye of your spirit and the ears of your spirit in and say, Holy Spirit, help me hear and see when people are giving us a testimony about the prayers that we prayed. There was some bad stuff that was they were trying to force on the party coming from the Republican governor's office. Bad stuff. And it shouldn't be. And a bunch of guys got up and walked out that were voters. And the guy that was standing in front of us like, man, we can't walk out. Who's going to vote? If we walk out, they're going to run this thing through and we're going to lose it and have to fight hard for it again. And you could see that our prayer for politicians to be bold and other politicians will join them, that prayer happened in that meeting right here in North Dakota. We had no idea we were praying it, or praying for that meeting, but this is what I know. It not only happens here, but it's happening in your state where you're praying, and God is doing a powerful work. And I pray that God gets you and I in there where we can see it. I was so fired up. We took that petition we're trying to get signed there. We are getting signed there. And he actually spoke that he wouldn't support it. And yet, our whole page of petition was filled up with people signing it. Why? Well, they believe in it, and he's got his reasons. But here's the reality. When that man stood up and was bold in that meeting, other men and women hooked up to his boldness. And they literally didn't ramrod that stuff they were trying to do through. Why? Because you and I are in prayer. You might say, Pastor, we say the same thing over and over. I know, because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, and sure, the last time they had a meeting, that happened. But you know what's going to happen? They're having another meeting somewhere. This is what I want to see. I want to see somebody from every state in every one of our prayer times speaking these words we're speaking. Why? So that this boldness that God has given us to speak goes all the way across this nation.
Amen.
Lately, I want to just scream at people to open their eyes and engage their brains.
Yeah,
I can't stomach people so easily giving up their rights and our rights and so blind to the corruption and crimes against humanity.
Yep.
Amen, Felicia. Amen, amen, amen. And that's what we're all about. So I welcome you to come. Leanne and I are learning more and more how to use this Zoom program so that you will be able to pray the prayers right out loud with us. I'm telling you, we need every one of you that can be there to be there and be there bold. You might walk around your house saying this stuff bold, and people, they look at you like, wow. But hey, when we get to heaven, there's going to be so much marked on our crown that we don't know about. Why? Because we just stood here boldly speaking to that mountain, be removed and cast into the sea.
Amen.
That was not my message. That was thank you for praying so diligently with us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everywhere you go, speak life to your community. Everywhere you go, speak health and victory to your community. Everywhere you go, just raise your hand and speak life.
Amen.
You might say, but Pastor, how do I know what's going on? You don't. But when you get faith truly wrapped up in your heart and going, what you'll realize is, well, I don't know who I just affected, but somebody I just drove by, somebody, who knows? You might be driving by a house and you speak life and that person in there decides, I'm not committing suicide. I'm going in the way of God, and the angel walks in the room.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yep, the angel will take those prayers right where they need to go. They just need the words spoken.
Yeah.
They feel very righteous.
Now, here's the thing.
There's nothing. Go ahead.
Sister Leanne is ready to set the record straight right now. All right? And she has nothing sharp or blunt to throw at me because I'm not the guy. Amen. Amen. Well, that's not my message, and I'm going to change the flow of where we're going. I say thank you for your prayers. May God help you get into a place where you can see the effects of your prayers are working. And may that blessing come upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. As much as we all want to slap a few people, you can't do it. I have tried. Now, I'm going to give you some pastoral advice. I have tried to ask God about Psalm 23, where it says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me, right? I believe if I smote him with the staff a couple times, not hard, just, you know, it would wake him up. And I would say, don't you feel comforted? I can't seem to get that past the head of the church. As much as it would make your flesh feel better. It would kind of make you feel like Elijah or Elisha, you know, Moses. That's okay. What they need is for the eyes of their understanding to become enlightened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And good smack upside the head ain't going to get that eyes of their understanding open. That's a spirit we've got to bind. And we're doing that in every one of these programs. And we welcome you to be here. Beginning in the first of the year, our whole prayer program is going to go to a whole new lever. It's right next to the big shifter James has and he's big on right there. A whole new prayer level. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Pastor Sam won't get his message out tonight.
But don't feel bad about being angry about this, Felicia.
No.
There's such a thing as righteous indignation, and even Jesus got angry at wickedness.
Well,
so there is, you know, just...
Well, I think I got about two more minutes, and then I'm going to be over the edge and just, I'm going to go ahead and teach on it. But... the number one thing our God hates is unbelief.
Yes. Yes.
The number one force that grieves the Holy Spirit of God is our unbelief. And when you give up your rightful heritage, when you give up your rightful heritage that comes from God, that does not honor God. And this isn't oorah, Democrat, Republican. This ain't a political speech. This is, we have been blessed with the greatest nation on the face of this earth. If you and I don't defend it, there's too many that are willing to just sell it so they can have a little bit of peace. And that's not of God. And that is not of God. And God help us to walk in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. Well, you have to give them an attitude adjustment. Would be the good word of the Bible. Correct me if I'm not saying it right. No, that's how you that's how you have to say it, Roger. And those of us, well, I'm just going to do it. This is where we got to go. Grab your Bibles. Let's get it. The Holy Spirit will get us down the right path, and I'm going to show it to you right out of the Word of God. Oh, my goodness. I love it because I know where I'm going. And I just flipped open my Bible and guess where it landed? On the very exact page that is the verse of scripture that we need.
All the time.
So we're going to go to two places. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. I need a good I love the word. Guys, this is
a few of them in there.
This is right where we are in America. Right now, today. This is where we are in America right now, today. And you and I must enter in, and we must know that as we enter in and do this in faith and in love, God is going to help you and I to be the strength that other people need to stand up and be bold.
Yes. Amen.
Our boldness is going to help them to have a boldness they didn't know that they had. And so I encourage you to be connected. Hebrews chapter 4, and let's go down. Wow. The situation is, it's the book of Hebrews, and there's just no place to start. Because you're like, well, let's get that chapter, but he might say something back in this chapter. Yeah, you know, it's the whole chapter. Let's look at this. Hebrews chapter 3. And we're going to read 7 through 19. And then we're going to read 4, 1 through 10. Now, this is quite a reading. And this is going to deal exactly with what Felicia just said. Now, not every time that you come here do I change my whole message to deal with what's in front of us. But I just told you that, you know, I'm about 1 minute away from just saying, that's it. That's kind of weird. I keep the program running on my phone so that I can see the comments and put the headset in, and I'm talking to myself. There we go. All right. Hebrews chapter 3. Now, this is what I want us to do. Those of you on YouTube and those of you on Facebook, please join in with us. And I want you to pay very, very close attention to what this word is speaking tonight, because even though it's Christmas time, this is a very important word for you and I right now, because if we will just be bold, the enemy turns and runs. But if we are not bold, he runs over us like they were not even here. Ready?
Yeah.
Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
He really is. The Holy Spirit of God, is making this word come alive
in
my life tonight.
I receive the word of God
and plant him as a seed
in
the good soil of my heart,
producing
a hundredfold return
in
my spirit, soul, and body.
Spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Did you get scolded? No. No, you did not get scolded. Not at all. Come on. You guys know this is how God works with this group. We come here and we speak and God says, deal with that. I got a whole message prepared, but it don't matter. We're going to deal with what's in front of us. And my message was very good about the wise men and prophecies being fulfilled and all that. But there's another day for that. Right now, we're going to get this thought, because Elisa said it, Felicia said it, and a bunch of you have said tonight, why are people just willing to give up their rights so willingly? Because they have an evil heart of unbelief.
Yeah.
Ready? Don't have an evil heart of unbelief.
Amen.
You ready? This is Hebrews chapter 3, beginning with verse 7, or read the word. You can find this reading on the live stream in the evening program for 21 December 2021. Verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Wow. Look at verse 12. Beware, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. That's a powerful statement. Look at the next phrase. In departing from the living God. An evil heart of unbelief causes you to depart from the living God. Well, the Constitution isn't the living God or the Word of God, but it is our covenant that God gave us because we sought him in prayer to a successful free nation and a free enterprise country like we've had for years. Keep reading. Verse 13. Exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. This is what we were talking about. If I just smack them upside the head, maybe they'll wake up. Well, the problem is that's not their head. It's their heart. There's an evil heart of unbelief that is willing to sell their birthright to have a little bit of porridge. 14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Verse 15. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who having heard rebelled? Indeed, it was not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses. Now, with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it with those who sinned, whose corpse fell in the wilderness? God was so angry at them, he called them carcasses. He considered them dead carcasses because they would not go in after they had seen all of the blessings of God, and they hid in their corners and did nothing. Somebody say, God help us. Verse 18, to whom did he swear that they would not enter into his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. Now, guys, I'm reading this to you right out of the Bible. Yes, that's the book for me. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 1. Therefore, since a promise remains us of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to come short of it. Now, I want to encourage you. You and I are standing here every day saying, in the name of Jesus, we're entering in.
Yes.
You might have 15 things that's out of order yet. But you're standing in the face of the enemy saying, I am going in. Get out of my way. Well, now, see, to God, you're the person he's looking for. You may not understand it. And you may not know what's across the Kadesh Barnea River. But that don't matter. I ain't going in that wilderness. I'm going in. And I'm not going back to Egypt. I may not understand everything about what's in front of me. But I don't have an evil heart of unbelief. I might be confused and Akabesa. But I'm going in anyways, and he's going to make up the difference by the grace of God. Can I get a big amen from anybody?
Amen.
All right? Hebrews 4:1. See if I can get this done in 4 minutes. I know I can. Therefore, since a promise remains, entering into his rest, let each one of us fear. Let us fear lest any of you seem to come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. Look at this. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, just as he said, I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter in, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. God had this set up. God had America set up, and there ain't no reason to surrender it in any situation. And you might say, I don't know how to do something at the governor's office. It might not be for you to do it. But you and I can stand in faith, in prayer right now and speak it done. And it changes things in the atmosphere for those who do know how to do it. And it might just surprise you how fast God puts you in front of somebody that knows how to do it. And you become a prayer warrior for them and a force of faith in the background of their life.
Amen.
Verse number 4. For he has spoken in certain places of the seventh day in this way. And God rested on the seventh day from all his work. And again in this place, they shall not enter my rest. Verse 6. Since, therefore, it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. What were they disobedient to? Believing that God would take them in. Keep reading. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Verse 8. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not or afterward have spoken of another day. 9. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, just as God did from his. We got to keep reading. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. That's what we're talking about, is the diligence to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of unbelief. Say it. I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I am not an unbeliever. I am not an unbeliever. I am a believer, and I'm going in whether I understand it or not. Verse 12, the word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit. The reason they're turning around is they are living in the soulless realm, not in their spirit. They're soul and body minded. If they were spirit minded, they'd be like the Patriots in America saying, oh, no, you don't. And no, we ain't. Right? Is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. There is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. You and I have received a stewardship. And we are the rightful stewards of these founding documents. Thank God for Jefferson, Washington, Adams, Ben Franklin. Thank God for all that. They've been dead a long time. It is now in our hands to be stewards of this good word. It's in our hands. It's no longer Paul and Peter. It's no longer Summerall and Wigglesworth and Hagen. No, it's in our hands. And we must be good stewards and say, I am entering in. I am entering in.
Amen.
Thank God, Felicia. That's a good thing. You can get these things for free, guys, from Brother Copeland. And it's the founding documents and a good prayer for a revival. Now, for those of you hear the word, you're just part of a service. But I just read those verses to you, so you can listen to them several times and get the faith that's in it. Because we're not of those who go backwards. We're of those who enter in Jesus' mighty name. Don't you love it when God gives us the understanding how to get more than one thing done at a time? I love it. Now, let's go now and see this in the Old Testament. Go with me. We're going to read a lot of verses, so everybody be focused and don't stand in the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray for Kaylee. I pray that she comes to know
yes,
you.
Amen.
And that she finds the grace of God and the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus and comes to her senses. I bind the spirits of confusion that's on her life.
Yes.
And I declare that this wicked spirit of pornography does not control you. Another day in the mighty name of Jesus. You can find my email address and send us an email and we will help you find Jesus. But you can't put that stuff on our channel. It's not allowed.
Amen. That was for someone on YouTube, guys.
For everybody, it's like, what in the world is that all about? Well, if you bring your junk to YouTube, then I'm going to expose you. And I'm going to also bind the devil in their life. We're going now to Genesis chapter 25. And we're going to begin reading with 19, and we're going to go down through 24. Genesis 25:18 through 24. This is the story of Isaac and Jacob and Jacob and Esau. And Esau selling his birthright. That is literally what people who will not stand up against this flood of wickedness that's going on right now in America, that they're literally selling their birthright. Those that are in Washington, they can't sell our birthright. It's not ours. It's not theirs to sell. So we rebuke them. We command them to be fired and removed from their positions by the angels of Almighty God and the hand of God Almighty. So that's going to happen. That's only time. We've seen two great anchors that have left their position. Actually, three great anchors nobody thought would ever step down have been removed from their positions. More is coming. We've seen, as far as we know, 19 staffers in the executive branch get out and quit and resign. So our prayers are coming to pass. But you and I got to stand up and be bold and encourage people around you, like, why are you just being such a lily-livered, you know, yellow-bellied? I better keep the rest of those words to myself. Can I get an amen? I love the word. Now watch. I want everybody to be confident in this. You might say, Pastor, when you just read that, that scared me. I don't want that to be me. Well, it won't be you if you'll continually every day to look at that mountain and say, you get removed. You might not be a person that's going to run for office. You might never be a representative, or you might never be, you know, a mayor or a city council member. But you and I have it. Roger said it earlier. You and I have as much responsibility as those people do, to speak it done in the realm of the spirit, because we see it with our eyes and we see it in God's word. Maybe you might be one of those. There's common people all over America standing up saying, this isn't going to go on anymore. I'll run for government. And I guarantee you, when I get there, I'm not going to back down.
Amen.
Amen. Term limits are coming.
Yeah.
Term limits are coming.
Yes,
term limits are coming. I thought I just prophesied a little bit stronger. Term limits are coming. Yes. Thank you for reminding me, Rebecca. The other words were not chicken sissy, but that is the word I needed. Ready? Genesis 26:19. This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife. Amen. Amen, James. Term limits and age limits. Senility limits. Amen. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. Amen. Now, Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled within her. She said, if all is well, why am I like this? The day will come when we won't have this close of interaction. I just know how God's kingdom works. But I'm telling you, enjoy every minute of it now, because this is awesome. I love it. Maybe it'll stay all of our life. I'm in verse 23. Joe, who? Two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve. Now, they're both in the womb. So how much older is one going to be than the other? I mean, a couple minutes. 24. So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there are twins in her womb. And the first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over. They called his name Esau. Literally means hairy. Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand took a hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob, which is translated heel grabber or supplanter. Isaac was 60 years old when he bore them. So the boys grew. Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Can anybody see a problem here anywhere in this family? This is called a dysfunctional family. Now, everybody watch this. So they grew up, and they're now in their teenage years. Verse 29. Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. Esau said to Jacob, yeah, favoritism, that's right. Please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore, his name was called, verse 31. Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. Esau said, look, I'm about to die. So what is the birthright to me? Everybody, pay attention to this verse. Verse 31. Sell me your birthright as of this day. And Esau said, look, I'm about to die. So what is the birthright to me? Guys,
wow.
That is what is being said in America right now today. Virtech, I'm telling you, all y'all just going to keep getting hidden. And there ain't nothing we're going to do except rebuke your process and don't come put your junk here. See, this is what we read about in Hebrews. It's called an evil heart of unbelief. And people literally have become so comfortable with the blessings of liberty that they feel like it's a birthright. I am born in America. I should be rich. No. What our founding document says is all men are created equal and they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. I mean, nobody can take these away. They weren't given to you by the government. They were given to you by God Almighty. Those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It doesn't say the guarantee of happiness. If you're a lazy little rascal, you're not going to have happiness. Because you have the right to pursue and receive liberty and have happiness if you pursue it. If you choose to sit around and do nothing, you're not going to be happy. Because number one, you're not going to feel like you're accomplishing anything. And number two, there's no blessings of liberty because you're going to have to live off of somebody else's work. And you and I right now in America, we rebuke that process of all these able-bodied people Amen. That can go to work and aren't. Amen. And we rebuke every politician right now in Jesus' name who's trying to keep them there so that they can control them. You have lied against your oath of office and you must be removed. Don't worry about me. God Almighty saw you do it, and he's a bigger judge and a more mighty hand than what my voice is.
Amen.
My voice just gives him access to get it done, and you will not sell us down the road. You have no right or historic authority to this promised land because you're of socialism and communism, and I say it into the realm of the spirit again tonight. Get out of our offices and let men of God and men of faith and boldness lead us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! Somebody give me an I love the word and the Constitution. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is what we say next. Our God restores the years the locust has tried to eat. So Clinton and Obama tried to sell us down the road. Carter tried to sell us down the road. They can't sell my birthright because I don't give them permission. You don't give them permission. But we got to stand up in the realm of the spirit and boldly proclaim it every single day.
Amen.
The great cloud of witnesses we find in the book of Hebrews, those veterans and the men and women that have given their lives for this country are screaming over the banister of heaven, stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up. See, it's right here. It's right here in the Bible. They were willing to sell their birthright for a meal. Guys, this happened 2,000 years ago. This happened 2,000 years before my husband. I've read her comment at the same time I'm trying to make my statement.
I was thinking, wow, that was an odd. Okay, guilty. I was reading the same thing at the same time until I heard you say it.
This event happened 2,000 years before Jesus was born. This event happened 4,000 years ago. Esau sold his birthright.
No, I don't believe that. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt, but they were listening very closely too, weren't they? Nothing gets by those girls.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. Amen.
So
amen. Amen. So, okay.
Amen, Roger.
Oh, amen. Here we go. Let's see. I got to get focused here. All right, here we go.
Hi,
Sunday guys are welcome. We love you. Thanks for being there. Help us. We need a little bit of sanity to come. Woo! All right. Now, 4,000 years ago, this event happened in the book of Genesis. 4,000 years ago. Well, what does that mean, Pastor? That means there was a demonic spirit controlling people 4,000 years ago, just like that demonic spirit's trying to control them today. The difference is in their day, they had to just escape a man so a man wouldn't kill them. In our day, you and I get to bind the spirit that's driving these peepers.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah. Here we go. 4,000 years ago, there was a demonic spirit that was driving these people, driving him to sell his birthright. All right? And God said that the older would serve the younger because the older was already in the womb fighting, already in the room in the wrong place. Isn't that something how that happens? Now watch. Verse 33 and 34, because we still got to go to Hebrews yet. You guys got to stop laughing. God called this an evil heart of unbelief. 33, Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank and arose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Thou shalt not despise your birthright. Ready? Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Oh, it's Hey, this is what we know. Everybody's gonna make a mistake with their lips, and we might as well laugh. You can't laugh at yourself. Ain't gonna do you no good to laugh at everybody else.
And whether it's Siri saying it wrong or not,
don't matter.
It's just fun.
But that's just technology getting the best of me, trying to speak one word and read another. That gets a little work here. All right. Hebrews 12, let's read 12 through 17. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. That was Genesis 26, Roger, 19 through 34. Now, 13, make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. God wants us healed and not lame. 14, pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see God. Now look at this verse. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Say it with me. Root of bitterness.
Root of bitterness.
Get away from my life.
Get away from my life.
I already cut all the trees down.
I already cut all the trees down.
And now we're digging the roots out.
And now we're digging the roots out. Amen.
Amen. Because no root of bitterness from my past is going to stop my future. Amen. Verse 16. Look at what this verse says. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. God called him evil fornicator because he sold his birthright. Going to let just a little bit of silence grip us. God called him an evil fornicator because he sold his birthright. That's what people are doing in America. You can look at them. You evil fornicator. You won't win friends or influence people that way. And I don't recommend you say it to your family at your Christmas meal, because that probably won't lead to peace and happiness amongst the family. But there is coming a day when you and I are going to have to say it louder and stronger than we ever have before. Look at verse 17. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. This is serious. This is serious. When people are willing to sell their soul for money, you got to be careful what you're doing. And I know there's a price to be paid. Anytime something's got to happen, if you're going to make something like this work, anywhere you go, there's a price to be paid. But it's not the price of greed, and it's not the price. God just called him an evil heart of unbelief and a fornicator that was willing to sell his birthright for a pot of porridge. And they're doing this on purpose, guys. Don't let anybody kid you, and don't listen to the stupid people on the news telling you that there's this big shortage of food and everything else. They've plotted their scheme of shortage. They've done it on purpose, for the purpose of raising the price, for the purpose of inflation. They're trying to get you and I to willingly say, we'll accept socialism. They believe if they can get 50% of America over the line to live on a social welfare life, then they can push us into socialism.
Yeah. Wow.
And we say, no, you can't.
No, you can't.
And we hook our faith with every other patriot that says, no, you can't. We are not selling our birthright. We are not selling our country down the road. We are not giving up our freedoms. We are not giving up our weapons. And you cannot make us violate this Constitution. You violated it. And God Almighty and his angels are on your case. And they are chasing you right now. That's why you're running so hard. You
yep.
wicked, evil politicians
yep.
that think you've done something big. We can't change your decision, you dumb politicians. All my prayers in the world can't change what you've done. You have already violated the lives of men and women, and it is recorded in heaven. If you don't fall on your knees before God and repent of your wicked ways, there's only one place for you for all eternity, and that is to spend eternity away from the presence of Almighty God and have no presence or no power of God anywhere around you. In the realm of the Spirit, we command you, turn from your wicked ways. Turn. May you be like the mayor in North Las Vegas that says, I am getting away from these wicked people, and I'm going to the other side and make a difference with my life.
Amen.
We declare that the sound of the sucking drain is happening, and the swamp is clean, and all of those wicked, perverse men and women are exposed and brought to justice immediately.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, can I get an amen out of anybody here tonight, or are you all going to just sit and look at me? Hold on, I got to make a comment.
Felicia says, amen. Sunday says, I love the word. Wow, that's a really nice, I love the word.
Hold on, I can't type and talk at the same time. I'm trying, but it ain't working too good. Because,
you can't talk and read very well.
Because... I keep trying to type what I'm speaking, and that's not the right words. All right, well, this is what we say. I want you to take a look at this word, all right? Why don't you take a look at this word? There's a lot of people that make the statement, just like Roger said, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
Now watch. I want everybody to start making this statement with me. History is his story.
Yeah.
You and I do not have to surrender to any of this. But the number one way we surrender is by speaking wrong words out of our own mouth.
Yeah.
If you and I, the people of faith, walk around and say, that's it, we're doomed. The enemy got us to say exactly what he wants us to say. That's why it's so important that you join with us on our daily prayer times and say, we are the righteous. We are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah. We are not doomed. We are not going down. We are not failing. This nation is coming together, not falling apart. But if you and I, the people of faith, walk around and say, that's it, it's all over, it's done, it's over, then you and I have submitted to what they're teaching us to say. And as long as we and the faith people are saying it, God can't change nothing when the faith people aren't speaking their faith. Say again. Sister Leanne's over here pointing and smiling and gritting her teeth. And I'm not sure what, but it's not about me, so everything's cool. I don't know who's gotten it on online, but oh, Lord Jesus, watch out. You're fixing to get chewed up and spit right out. Now, I haven't seen Sister Becca Odell with us tonight, but your hard candy worked really good in my cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. Rebecca. Yeah. I'll
have
to message her and tell her that.
Yeah. Now, see, there's the statement. Nope. You'll see. Because here's what's going on. They're trying to get us to speak what they're speaking on the internet and the TV and Facebook and all the rest of it. But if we won't say those words, but we say, God bless America, Merry Christmas, Jesus is Lord, the Constitution is wrong, we will not surrender our weapons of protection, then there's nothing they can do about it, because their words are not heard in heaven. There's no place that their words have any power unless our words are speaking their words. Boy, I don't know. Did that just make sense? Did I get it to come out right?
Yeah.
All right, let me say it again. Now watch. Everybody get this. Let's go there. Proverbs chapter 18. Oh, my. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs, just turn the pages slower, okay?
Hi, Kathy. We're glad you're
here. Kathy Angaroni. Amen. Speak it, Phyllis K. Raymond.
Yeah.
Learn the truth. Tell the truth so you don't repeat history.
Amen.
Proverbs, what did I tell you?
We didn't yet. That's Proverbs.
Well,
I'm sure you were on a mission somewhere, had a thought. Oh, Rebecca says it was 18.
Proverbs 18:21.
Good job, Rebecca.
You're paying better
attention.
Well, look at this. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of our tongue. Do you want this America to live? Speak it. Why do you think I have all of these confessions that say, long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light? Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. What am I doing? I'm using the power of life in my tongue. The power of life or death is in your tongue. If you say you can't, you can't. If you say you can, you can. If you say we win, we win. If you say it's over, it's over. When people of faith begin to say it's over, God has to honor their words. When people of wickedness say it's over, their words are their words, and they're speaking death. This is why you hear me say it to you every single day. Everywhere you go, speak words of life. You will literally put life back into your community every time you say the word life in your community. To this day, as we drive through Williston and we go to the post office, we speak life and life more abundantly in all of the businesses downtown. We drive around the courthouse and we declare corruption is gone, righteousness prevails, and we have godly leaders that lead Williston on the right path. Why? I want life here. Therefore, you and I got to speak life. If we keep saying it's all over, God has to let us have what we're saying.
Don't say what you don't want.
Look at Proverbs 19, verse 9. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will perish. You ready? Speak this verse with me. Every one of you false witnesses.
Every one of you false witnesses.
About COVID.
About COVID.
You will be punished.
You will be punished.
And you will perish.
And you will perish.
Turn from your wicked ways.
Turn from your wicked ways.
We command you now. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Proverbs 19:5. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape. You ready? Say it with me. All of you false witnesses, against President Trump,
against
the Constitution,
and against the Constitution,
and against every legal battle in court.
You
will not go unpunished. You will be punished, and you will not escape. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now watch this. Proverbs 28, verse 1. Proverbs 28, verse 1. We're going to just stay in Proverbs for a little bit. Everybody just stick with us. The wicked flee when no one pursues them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. What is the name of the lion that we are as bold as? Who is the name of the lion? Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah, and he lives in us. And he totally has already crushed our enemy. Therefore, if you and I will just boldly say, America will stand, then America will stand, and the wicked will flee. Verse 8, 28:8. One who increases his possession by usury and extortion gathers it for him who will pity the poor. You want to do it with me? Give me your stuff. Give me your stuff. You gathered it up to give it to me. You took advantage of the poor. Give it to us. We're going to help the poor, raise them up so that they can be mighty warriors right in our community and no longer be poor.
Amen.
Verse 9. One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. See, guys, it's in our favor, but we can't stop speaking that we're going to win. If you and I, the people of faith, start speaking, well, it's all over, it's all done, it's all over, it's all done, guess what? We're the voices of faith, and it says even their prayer is an abomination. Not only does God not hear it, but it's an abomination to him. My day example of that statement, please. Well, Google, YouTube, Facebook, they're all guilty of it. Democratic president's been guilty of it. Why? Because they get what they get by extortion. And their prayer is an abomination. Very few of them will make it into heaven. I'm not prophesying it. But when your prayer is an abomination, that means you're going to have to do a whole lot of begging and changing. And the money and the power and the ability to crush humans is so powerful in their blood that God has turned most of them over to a reprobate mind. I don't know who's reprobate, so I can't say that. But I speak it boldly because when their prayer is an abomination and our prayer is heard, then our nation stands and they are crushed. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Verse 10. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in an evil way, he himself will fall into his own pit. But the blameless will inherit good. Amen, Kathy Angaroni. See, you and I got to get this book open, and we got to hold our Constitution in our hand and say, I got every right to have this book and command the freedom and liberty to happen in this nation by God Almighty. See, there's a greater judge than the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has failed us. The Supreme Court, in years gone by, have legislated from the bench. Can you imagine the day they stand before God Almighty, the greatest judge there ever was, and he brings forth their voting record on all of this stuff? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When someone uses people, are their prayers an abomination? Yeah. Now, some of them don't realize it, and as soon as they come to their senses, they're like, "Woo, Jesus." And that prayer will immediately be heard. But watch this. Someone who says they are Catholic and then supports abortion, their prayer is an abomination. Well, yeah. In my opinion, anybody who supports abortion, their prayer is an abomination. But there are some believers who have been so duped. Well, I'm going to stay on my position. Your prayer is an abomination when you're killing babies. And it doesn't matter that you've been duped by their false doctrine and the wickedness of their heart and the bloodshed of their hand. When you make your bed with them, you are guilty with them. I can't, there's no preacher anywhere, I don't care what his name was or how many degrees he has, who can release you from bloodshed when you're guilty of it. Only God can do that. Only God can release people of bloodshed. I got to keep going. Let's go. Let's go to verse 12. I'm in 28:12. When the Phyllis Gay Raymond, verses 8 through 12. When the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. Well, don't let the wicked rise. See, that's why you and I got to be so bold. And you don't have to go get in somebody's face. Drive through your community and speak life. Speak life. In your Christmas party with people of your family who got themselves all up in a wad. You don't have to be in their face. You need to just give the love of God to them. I was just trying to understand the verse about a prayer being an abomination. Yeah. Well, but Felicia, your question is right.
Yeah.
It is very serious. It is very serious. I got another verse we got to go to. Verse 20. No, 19 and 20. Nah.
I should have just read the whole chapter like Phyllis.
Phyllis said read the whole chapter. All right. Verse 16. And we're going to read down through 20. A ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor. He who hates covetousness will prolong his days. A man hardened with bloodshed will flee into a pit. That's a powerful statement, isn't it? Let no one help him. King Solomon, sitting in the judgment seat, said, a man burdened with bloodshed will flee into a pit and let no one help him. Whoever walks blamelessly will be saved. He who is perverse in his ways will fall suddenly. A faithful man will abound with blessing, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Proverbs 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Proverbs 29, 2. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. As many people as call themselves Christian in this nation, we should never have another wicked leader until Jesus comes.
Amen.
But believers are not being believers. They're being weepy, weak, wimpy, chicken sissies,
chicken,
yellow bellies. Woo! Jesus, help my language. Proverbs 6. Twelve to 19. This may be our last verses. See, guys, God is very specific about people who violate the covenant he gave them. He literally said to Israel, I showed you every one of those plagues. I performed all of these miracles. And you got to this river and said, I'm not going in. You can't go there. You can't go there. You got to go in. Pastor, I don't know how. It doesn't matter. Just stand up and start walking.
Yeah.
On your way to going in, you're probably going to do a few things that you're going to look back and say, well, that didn't work, but praise God, we're moving. Verse 12. A worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes, shuffles his feet. He points with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord. What are they trying to do in the church and in the world, all over the whole world? The spirit of division is sowing discord, and God is against it. Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. That's why I keep saying to all of the leaders in this nation, speak it right now in the realm of the spirit, or say amen as I do. To every ruler in this nation who you think you're destroying, and it's God of heaven is watching you. Amen. Every action, every text, every word you have spoken is being against you, and it is going to cause you to fall and be broken. Turn from your wicked ways and come to the things of God before it's too late. Verse 16. These next three verses are three of the most powerful verses in the book of Proverbs. These six things does the Lord hate? Yes, seven are an abomination to him. Remember what he said? An evil man, even his prayer is an abomination. Mm-hmm. Circle them. Number one, a proud look. Number two, a lying tongue. Number three, hands that shed innocent blood. God calls those people an abomination. He didn't say they were all reprobate, because once you're reprobate, there's no hope for you. But he did call them an abomination. And the only prayer God will hear from them is, forgive me of my sin. And you and I don't know which of them he will forgive. And he may not forgive any of them. A heart that devises wicked plans. Why anybody would have voted for the Democratic Party after they told us all through the election cycle exactly what they were going to do when they got in is beyond any normal human sense of reasoning. They said exactly what they were going to do. It was going to be exactly as bad as it is. Why would somebody vote for it? They have a heart that devises wicked plans. Five, feet that are swift in running to evil. Six, a false witness who speaks lies. Seven, anyone who sows discord among the brethren. These are an abomination to our God. Now, it might get a little quiet while I say these things because people are like, whoa, if I got any of that in my life, that's a great thing to say. And the answer, the next answer is, I have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus in me. And no, none of those are going to be in my life. But why did we read all these verses? Because God said about Esau, and he said about the children of Israel, that they had an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God. There's a whole bunch of people, if they don't change before the rapture happens, they're going to miss the rapture because they're siding with this wicked. They're siding with the isms. There's nothing righteous about any of the isms. There's nothing righteous in socialism. There's nothing righteous in communism. There's nothing righteous in feminism. There's nothing righteous in male chauvinism. There's no righteousness in it. And if you side with it, you're siding with an abomination. And you don't have to worry about me. I don't hate you. I love you. I pray God to help you change. But it's every action that you take is being recorded in heaven. And it doesn't matter whether you want to give an account someday or not. You are going to give an account. Every human on the face of this earth, whether they think they're going to or not, are going to give an account standing before Jesus if they actually are born again. If not, they'll stand before the great white throne judgment of our Father. And that is to eternal damnation. If you and I can receive a crown because we do well, then they can receive the depth of hell because they've done wrong.
Knowingly.
Knowingly. That's why you and I got to be on the right side speaking boldly for God every single day. Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 18. You know, this is a powerful teaching that I just gave us. And it'd do you good to get all these verses down and have them on the inside of you. So you can look at people and say, wait. Do you realize what side of this aisle you're on? It isn't right or left. It's not Democrat or Republic. It's God or Satan. Forget about those other guys.
Yeah.
Forget about the red and the blue. Forget about the elephant and the donkey. It ain't either of them. You're either on the side of the line of the tribe of Judah, or you're on the side of the wicked accuser, the father of lies and all destruction. And whosoever side you're on, that's what punishment you'll get for eternity. And I declare in these last days that there will be a mass exodus of the wickedness, and it'll come over into righteousness. And they'll say, well, I didn't understand everything you were talking about all the time, but I do know this. I want to be on the right side with our God. Our God is a merciful God. That verse came to my mind when I started worrying. Well, let's just read it. Psalm 103. Thank you, Felicia, for saying that. Psalm 103. We bless you too, Arianda. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the blood of Jesus and his mighty, awesome power of the Holy Spirit fills your life right now and your family's life right now. Every force of evil that has ever chased you will be broken off you, and you will walk in the blessings and the liberties of Almighty God and his blessings on you in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 103. No. Psalm 103, and we're going to read verses 8 through 12. Verses 8 through 12. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Aren't you glad? For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. God's loving kindness and his tender mercy is for everyone who will ask him for it and turn from their wicked ways.
Yeah.
But you can say mercy all day long, and you can say grace all day long. And when you choose to go the other way and say grace and mercy and act as though there's nothing in God that is against it, it doesn't do you any good. His mercy is for those who want to walk in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Now, Father, how do I end this? Let's read verses 17, 18, and 19 in Psalm 103. Watch this. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him. And his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Psalm 103, verses 8 through 12. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Now, Sister Rebecca asked where we are. We are the matter of seconds away from the rapture. Right now, we live in the United States of America. And you have found this wonderful program called the Community of Faith.
Amen.
Now, I want you to get this. This is why we teach so severely that we come to the understanding of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because as soon as you come to that understanding that it's not your righteousness that you have to live righteously by, but it's Jesus' righteousness, then not only will you not sin, you'll realize there's no seed of sin in you. And from that day, from that moment on, when you get that revelation, then only thing that's left is to renew our mind to the ways of God. Your spirit, once you're born again, is already in perfect communion with God. Now, the only thing that's left is to get your mind renewed so your mind quits fighting the spirit man who is already in perfect tunement. Tunement is perfect in tune. Did he just say tuna? No. I said tunement. Romans chapter 12. Verses 1, 2, and 3. And this is the last verses. And you need to hurry up and turn there. We can get this done. Now, you know, we usually don't talk about this kind, this message like this. Because I don't like to be in politics. And tonight's message is not politics in any way. But it is very much important that you and I understand completely what's going on in this world and that you and I stand very boldly and proclaim it out loud every day. Can you imagine if we had one sold out believer just like all y'all in every state? I mean, I want you to think about it. We got North Carolina. We got Alabama. We got Louisiana. We're looking for a Georgia. Anybody got a Georgia? We got Mississippi, because that's Angel. We need somebody in Georgia and Florida. Oh, we got Georgia because we got Brother Alexander Reynosa.
Oh.
Oh, we're doing good. We got Tennessee. We got Sally Rice.
Yeah.
We got Ohio with Brother Ken Brumbaugh. We got West Virginia with Becca, Eric and Becca. We've got Michigan with all y'all in Michigan. And we got who we got in Indiana? We had somebody in Indiana, didn't we? Chicago. Anyways, we got North Dakota. I want you to see what we're saying.
Say Michigan.
I want you to see what we're saying. If all of us in this perfect agreement will speak life every day to our city and state, then the power of life that's in this faith-filled tongue will transform your city and your state. I say it to the truck drivers all the time. Every city you go into, roll your window down and just yell out the window, I speak life.
Amen.
We were in Tioga the other night. We spoke life in Tioga. We drove through the little city of Ray. We spoke life in the city of Ray. Why? I don't know who needed it when I drove through there. I know that I'm a life broadcaster, and God wants me and you to spread life everywhere we go. The thief comes to steal America, kill America, destroy America. But if the righteous will keep their mouth with Jesus, who came to give life and life more abundantly in America, we will have abundant life.
Amen.
In America. And Father, give us somebody in every state. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray it right now according to God's holy word, according to his holy ways. And we declare that the righteous are as bold as a lion. And we do not back down. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are we done? Is there anything I said I was going to do that I didn't get you done?
Well, you said you were going to have a last set of verses. And you didn't say what they were, so maybe
it's not. Oh, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Amen to you, Arianda. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name, girl. You're kicking butt and taking names for Jesus, and that's awesome. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. I'm going to just go to verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Say it with me. I have faith.
I have faith.
I'm going to use it. I'm going to speak boldly in Jesus' name. The power of life and death is in your tongue. I beg of you, speak life. I beg of you, speak life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Now, I want us to say a closing prayer, a closing declaration. Amen, Felicia Eicher. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. And we can even throw in there British Columbia, the Yukon, and Alberta, and Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, and Ontario, Quebec, and Newfoundland.
Amen.
We'll just cover all of North Dakota, North America. We'll cover all of North Dakota. All of that was North Dakota. Our state just became the biggest state in the union right there. Wow. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name,
Father, in Jesus' name,
I set myself in agreement
with
the Word of God,
God
and the Constitution of the United States of America. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Ready? Forgive us of our sin. And heal our land. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Remember the statement. When you're shooting at an enemy, you don't close your eyes. When we pray and are worshiping our great God, it's all right to close your eyes and shut out the rest of the world and worship him. But when you're facing the enemy, don't give him the glory and the worship that you would give our God. Open your eyes. Get a stern look on your face. Make a bold statement and bring it from the very inner depths of your being, not from your mind. This isn't a mind prayer. This is your spirit, which comes from down in here that says, oh, no, you don't. Not in my generation. I'm the steward of this Constitution, and your work is done. Well, you, Roger's got me going for 4 more hours. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're finished. You ready? Let's receive the new covenant worship tonight like we do every. We welcome all of our visitors who are with us to partake in communion with us. We do this every night. And we're glad to have you with us.
Partake.
Got to get this guy, not be so loud. Thank you guys for clicking in tonight. Click like or love or whatever. Make sure you do that if you're with us, because when the program is finished, Sister Leanne and I pray for every one of your families by name so that we can speak the blessing of God on you and your family. In Jesus' mighty name. And we appreciate you being here with us tonight. Here we go. 1 James 4:17-18. Rebecca has found a new Bible. How awesome is that? I love it. If there's a first James, there must be a second James. Love you, Rebecca. We truly appreciate your help.
Yes, we do.
All of you who help us put in verses, thank you. It's usually the women, but Brother Roger does it too, so help us. Anybody help us. Get involved. Make this thing happen. I'm going to preaching. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night that he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he broke it, he blessed it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse number 25. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Isn't that a powerful statement? Mm-hmm. Why? Because as he is sitting on the throne, so are we in this world. He's the head, and we are his body. We learned a little earlier tonight, the fullness of God. Glory be to God. Verse 18, perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now, there is no fear, communion service. Watch that. Verse 27 of 1 Corinthians says, whoever eats or drinks of this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Well, what would make you unworthy? Is that you would come into the gathering of believers and then not judge yourself. Well, why would you do that? Judge yourself and realize, I need God in my life, and God is going to help my family, help me walk with God. And you know what? When you judge yourself, you are now right with the living God and can receive the communion elements just like anybody else. Isn't that wonderful? I think about it. How many times you've been in church and they flat scared you to take communion? That is not God. Because biblical leaders do not lead with fear. We lead with grace. And we lead with mercy. And we lead with the word of God that says, let a man examine himself. Let a man examine himself. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And you know what that means? That means you're worthy. And that's not a verse you've got to be scared of. That's why we don't talk about it a lot here. I'm not going to teach you to take communion wrong. I'm going to say examine yourself and then lead you in prayer to do it. And if you just are part of what we're doing, you're going to be right with God. And that's going to be a good thing. You ready? Pray this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication with me now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I receive you, Jesus.
When I receive you, Jesus.
Into my life.
Into my life.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you now.
And I receive you now.
Put your hands out and just receive him into your life. I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That you come into my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. In that one prayer, you transformed and transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Welcome to the family of God. That 90-second prayer was the most powerful thing you've ever done in your life. You might even think, Pastor, I don't even understand all that. You don't have to understand it if you believe in Jesus. Because we'll help you come to an understanding. An understanding of it. You went from darkness into light because God never does something to you. He takes you from and to. You went from your sin, which you can't beat. None of us can. There's never been one human since Jesus that could beat their sin in their own power. But as soon as we receive the righteousness of God, which you just did, it obliterates all your sins. And he makes you into a new creation that fast. The Father looked over to Jesus just now and said, adopt that one into the family. You are now born God and a joint heir with Jesus. You might say, Pastor, how did all of that happen in one prayer? Because we know how to help you pray. Your first act as a Christian is going to be to receive communion together with us. Maybe you've been away from God. Welcome back to the fold in the mighty name of Jesus. You might say, well, Pastor, I don't think I ever left. No, you probably didn't. You just were confused with religion. You found us. Stay here until God sends you someplace else or stay here forever. It don't matter. Because we want to see you walk with God. This is just like a church in every way, except we don't have a building where everybody gets together. But I'm a pastor. And we're going to pray over you and teach you and train you. And you can tithe and give and sow. We'll bless you. We'll pray for you. I've not done a wedding over the internet yet, but I'm sooner or later. Who knows? We'll see how God works that all out. Welcome to the family of God. From this day on, your responsibility is to walk with him. Say this with me. Jesus.
Jesus.
Help me walk with you every day.
Help me walk with you every day.
Not too hard, is it? You can say that prayer 15 times in a day. You can say it once every hour. You can set your watch and say it every 15 minutes if you wanted to. Because he will help you. He rewards those who diligently seek him. Oh, yeah, we can do a land blessing over the internet. Most certainly. House blessing, everything else. I don't know about the legality of a wedding, but that's an interesting statement. not for this time of communion. You put my email address and website in there, and the email address, so you have the ability to contact the pastor and say, can you answer this prayer? Can you help me out? If you send me an email and I don't respond, make sure you send it back again, because that means you could have been sent into spam and it didn't get through to me. In the day we live, I used to think anybody that sent me an email, I would get it, but I don't think that anymore. So if I don't get one, if you don't get a reply from me, make sure you stay at it, because we will answer any communication that we can see from you in Jesus' mighty name. The communion service is on the website. We encourage you to go there and get that. And there's some other things and connections and contact information and all that that's on the website. Will be a blessing. We've got a Facebook page and a YouTube page where you can find every message we've ever preached online. It's way up over 600 now. And we've touched on a subject you want to touch, and we can help you walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen?
Amen.
Get you some bread and grape juice or water, whatever you got. Jesus wanted broken bread and the fruit of the vine. That's what he did. That's what I'm going to always do, because I want to do it like Jesus. I want to be like him. And God loves order, so I love order. If all you got is bread and water, just get it, because that'll work. In the mighty name of Jesus. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement.
Is on you, Lord.
Is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From Jesus' broken body.
From Jesus' broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you endured the cross, despising the shame, and you are set down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, and you called it all joy that you could win us. Thank you. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. Pray it from down here in your belly. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And behold, all things.
And behold, all things.
Have become new.
Have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague must pass over.
Must pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the bloodshed. I like my communion cup. Because though your sins were as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus to it. And he does not impute your sins against you anymore. You want to sing with us? Let's sing, Oh, How I Love Jesus. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing. It's worth it, sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first loved me. Good night, Sunday. We love you.
Night, Sunday.
God bless you. God bless all of our viewers on YouTube. We love you. We're glad you bees with us. All y'all on Facebook and all y'all on Blog Talk Radio, please sign in somewhere, sometime, and let us know where you're listening from. You know, if you don't use Facebook, use Messenger and shoot me a message and say, Pastor, I was with you tonight. I'm listening in this state. And then come back and be with us anytime you can. Because one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000. We don't know the next equation because he didn't give it to us, so we wouldn't limit it. It's an exponential factor when we agree together.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Gideon had 300 men and routed an army of 100,000. One man was believing God, and one angel came and wiped out 185,000. So, don't put God in a box.
Amen.
And amen, Roger. Y'all come back now, you hear? Like Brother Roger said, we love you and we're glad to have you with us. We had a visitor tonight. What was the visitor's name tonight?
Arianda.
Welcome. We're glad to have you with us. May God bless you and all of your efforts to change your world in Jesus' mighty name. You know, guys, we appreciate what you are and who you are. We truly do. And we count on the fact. We count on the fact that the light system is not going to fall on me right while we're having a program.
I thought be an easy trip, but...
Bless you, Phyllis. We love you. In honor of our dear sister Phyllis, our closing verse tonight is going to be Jude 20 through 25. Now, I'm working on our 2022 theme and where God is taking us in 2022 right now. And one of the things that we're going to do in 2022 is we're going to go through this series by Dr. Hilton Sutton. It's called Revelation Revealed, the Book of Revelation. This is a 14 chapter. What is it? Uh-oh. Been too long since I went through it. I don't remember. 14 session series on the Book of Revelation. Do not do that to me on live TV. Isn't that a beautiful sight?
Yes,
that is the Book of Revelation. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to enjoy it. And I'm not quite sure yet how we're going to make it come to pass, but I'm praying and saying, God, show me. If that's coming in the new year, and you're going to want to make sure you're a part of every one of those sessions.
Yeah.
Because when you get done listening to this, this man of God fires you up to go win the world. And I actually was in his studio and was there for a week worth of classes. We actually had 40 hours in 1 week. Know what it was? Yeah, 8 hours a day for 5 days. Yeah. We actually had 8 hours a day for 5 days with Dr. Sutton. It was called the School of Eschatology. It was absolutely amazing. Thank you, Father, for that opportunity. And I'm going to bring it to you, and God will give us the understanding of how to make it all happen. Now that we got this program with Zoom, we can make this happen, and it'll be a blessing to you. Dr. Hilton Sutton. Dr. Hilton Sutton, Ph.D., a doctor of theology. Dr. Hilton Sutton was personal friends with every prime minister of Israel since Golda Meir in the 60s. 68 or whatever it was, 67. And this man has a depth of understanding of the word of God and prophecy that very few others will ever have. And when he gets done, there's no confusion about the Book of Revelation at all. I don't know, Roger. You used to be able to buy him. But after he went to heaven, I've not been able to see him out there. I don't know if there's something in his estate that is being dealt with in court. I don't know what it is, but I can't seem to find the CDs of it. I know I used to have a copy, and Dr. Sutton always said, as long as you're not selling them, you have the right to copy them. Just copy them right.
There you go.
And then don't sell them. So you wouldn't have a problem if I gave you a copy. I don't know where mine are. Probably in the storage unit in West Branch. But anyways, that's coming up. You're going to love it, so you don't want to miss it. All right, enough of this. We got to get to bed. It is not posted on YouTube. You can't find it. You can find a few of them, but... I don't know. It was not something that he ever did. And so the cool thing about us is we got Zoom, and I'm going to be able to just share it right here with you and play the video. You'll be able to see it just like we do with all these other preachers, and it's going to be very good. It'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen?
Amen.
Here we go. Jude verses 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. On some having compassion, making a distinction. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Verse 24. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Isn't that an awesome promise? To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen and amen. And like we say every night, till we see you again. Matter of fact, Roger, you might be able to find an audio set of these teachings on what do you call that place? eBay.
Oh.
I never thought you might be able to find them on eBay.
Yeah, maybe.
But I haven't looked lately, so when he died, his daughter had died, his wife had died, and I don't know who's in charge of the estate to keep it going. He didn't have any other family, so I'm not sure what's going on, and you can't seem to get anything on his website. So you just got to take really good care of this set of DVDs so they're well taken care of in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. We'll see you guys again tomorrow at noon for prayer. Till then, we declare the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it to be yours. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.